We're talking about Mayor Rahm Emanuel's public safety address tonight at Malcolm X College, which was earlier tonight. Joining us on the line now, Cook County Commissioner Richard Boykin, 1st District, covers the West Side. Violence has been a big issue for the commissioner, and he has been on the program before talking about it. Commissioner, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Justin, thank you very much. I'm honored to be on with you.
All right, so let me ask you, what did you think of the speech tonight? Give us your reaction to Mayor Rahm Emanuel.
It was basically a recitation of his inaugural speech. Overall, the speech was a good diagnosis of what has caused these problems, but the jury is still out on whether the treatment plan is going to work. His administration has failed in this department. This speech is a year too late. He's been moving with all the speed and agility of an ocean liner since the Laquan McDonald episode. But he was short on details, short on in terms of how we're going to get there. People are looking for action. People are frustrated in the neighborhoods. They're angry. And he hasn't focused on the 9 most endangered communities out of the 77 neighborhoods. Alston, West Garfield Park, West Englewood, Riverdale, Auburn Gresham, Gage Park, Washington Park, Fuller Park, and North Lawndale. These are communities that have lacked investment for decades. And so we got to invest in those neighborhoods. We got to create jobs in those neighborhoods. And we got to give people real hope.
But he did talk about jobs, though, Commissioner. He did talk about jobs a little bit.
He talked about it a little bit, but he didn't get into the details, and he didn't focus on these neighborhoods that have been neglected.
You were giving the speech, what would the headline of your speech be? If you were mayor for the day, what would your speech be?
Action. We're gonna get this done. We're gonna solve this violence problem in Chicago. It is not insurmountable. This thing can be solved. The reality of it is that we've had nearly 1,000 people killed in the last almost 2 years, and we've had over 6,000 people shot. Now, this finally, the mayor's come to the realization that gun violence is the number one issue confronting Chicago. This should have been the realization last year. So I applaud him for the speech, but I heard a lot of the same themes in his inaugural address.
Let me ask you, Commissioner, about the move to hire more police officers. This is something that you've talked about and talking about bringing the state police in or trying to bring more resources to the communities. Do you think that adding the extra police officers is that step in the right direction? Is that action that sort of just preceded the political speech?
Look, I think it's action as long as the police have the right training. I mean, and that they are deployed in a strategic manner. Look, if you just add police and they don't have the training and they don't respect the community, then that can be a recipe for disaster. That can be a powder keg situation like what's happening in Charlotte, North Carolina, or in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And so we don't want that kind of situation here in Chicago. Also, we need police reform. I mean, the mayor has not pushed through totally on police reform. And so we got to have that as well.
So I'm curious, do you feel that you represent the west side of Chicago and the western suburbs? Do you feel, Commissioner, that he has credibility in your community? Do people believe the speech like tonight is something that's meaningful to them? Do people on the west side of Chicago say, yeah, the mayor's on it, he gave a speech?
People are looking for action. They're looking for action. They're looking for somebody who's going to come in and provide some hope. Let me tell you, and Justin, I said it on your show before, the west side of Chicago has lost thousands of jobs. Sears and Roebuck Company used to be headquartered on the west side. Brock's Candy Company, thousands of jobs gone. International Harvester, thousands of jobs. Western Electric, Dell Computer Company. And I can go on and name them. All the jobs that have gone, guess what? Nothing's come to replace them. West of Western, and this is a
so
fact.
Is this all Rahm Emanuel's fault? I'm asking you, is this Rahm Emanuel's fault? Does he have credibility in your community?
Well, look, this is decades of disinvestment in communities, and these have been intentional policies. Rahm Emanuel shares the blame for the time that he's been in the mayor's seat. I don't think he's got much credibility on the west side of Chicago. Ever since he fought hard to not have the Laquan McDonald tape released. So I think he's lost a lot of credibility.
Commissioner Richard Boykin is the commissioner in the 1st District, covers the west side, the western suburbs, joins us tonight. Commissioner, thanks for checking in and giving us a reaction to the speech.
Thank you so very much. Honored to be there.